My guest today on Piano Jazz is pianist-composer Robert Glasper, a fresh young player who already has everything at his fingertips. He does indeed rise and shine with technique to burn, and burn he does. It's going to be lots of burning today. How are you, Robert?
I'm doing just fine. I've been a fan of you and the show for a long time.
Well, thank you.
Indeed, definitely.
But I love that rise and shine. I had to mention that because that's a really nice tune on your album.
Thank you.
How did you write that? I mean, actually, are they all written out, those tunes?
No, I'm horrible at writing out my songs. So.
Well,
I think it's because I'm lazy.
So
actually, I came up with the song. I had this vamp for a long time, just this little random vamp, and I didn't have a song to go with it. I always do that. I have vamps, and I just never have a song to go with it. And then like a year later, I'll be practicing and come up with something, and I'll just put the two together.
Well, what was the vamp?
It was a F minor type.
I love that.
Yeah, because it has like some kind of bounce, and it's like a. It kind of sounds like it's an odd time signature, but it's not. It's in 4/4, so it's kind of. It's not that. It's not complex or anything.
It sort of sets the thing off,
right? Exactly.
Then when you went into the melody, it knocked me out.
Oh, thank you.
I just can't help but ask you if you'll start the show by playing that.
I haven't played that in a long time, but I think I can muster it up. I think I can do it.
Well, I would have thought that was a tune that you would have to play day and night that's being on your new record.
It is, actually. People always ask me to play it, but I have a bad habit of getting tired of my own songs. Therefore, I have to write new ones.
Then you have to write new ones.
I have to write new ones.
Well, old and new ones indeed, but it would be really nice if you'd just start out with the old one, old to you, that is, Rise and Shine.
Okay, I'll do it for you. I'll do it just for you.
Okay. Indeed. I know you grew up in Houston, or I read where you did. Are you an only child?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters?
Only child. Only one, by myself.
And your mother must have helped because she was a pianist.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, she helped me out. She was my main influence in music. She was a singer and a pianist. So, you know, I was literally 6 years old in the back of like jazz clubs and blues clubs, like while she was singing. She would have the waitresses checking on me and stuff like that because she didn't really like people to take care of me. She didn't like babysitters or anything like that. So I would go everywhere with her, the studio and this place and that place. So she's my main influence in music, definitely.
So what was the first tune you ever learned?
It was called At the County Fair.
At the County Fair.
Yes, At the County Fair. And it was all the black keys on the piano. Well, not even all of them. It went like... I had to sing it as well, so it was like, at the county fair, we have lots of fun, riding up and down. Well, my voice is higher then, so I can go like that. But that was pretty much the first song.
Did your mother teach you that?
No, actually, her friend, she had a friend of hers come and teach me piano. I mean, she would teach me little stuff, but, you know, she had a friend of hers come teach me, like, some basic piano stuff, you know, that I need to know.
And yet that sort of, the piano got to you? You spend a lot of time there?
Yeah, I was really into sports, like the beginning part of my life until I didn't really get serious about the piano until I was like 13. I learned my first song, that song actually I learned when I was like 11. So I started a little later than people expect. But yeah, really, I thought I was going to be an NBA basketball star.
Really?
And yeah, that really didn't work out for me. So I chose the piano because we had one in the house. And I've always kind of like, you know, I've been around music for so long. So I was like, oh, I'll try this out.
And, so you know, when did you start composing? And
I started composing really when I got into high school. I went to a performing arts high school in Houston. It's called HSPVA, the High School for the Performing and Visual Arts. I actually started composing there because it's full of, you know, there's full of children that were my age. We had a jazz combo class, a big band class, and all that kind of stuff. So it really gave me inspiration to write. And, you know, it was actually an assignment to write for school as well. So that's how I kind of jumped into it.
Amazing. And then you decided to get a group together?
Well, actually, I didn't really get a group together until I got to college. I went to the New School University here in New York. And that's when I met my drummer, Damian Reed.
You still got him?
We still have him, yep. Still have Damian. And I met him at the school, and then I met Vicente, the bass player. And Umbria, the Umbria Jazz Festival, something like that. He was playing with somebody, and I was playing with somebody. I think I was playing with Russell Malone at the time. And we met. We have a lot of mutual friends, and he told me he was moving to New York in a few months. So he came to New York, and I got him and Damian together. And that was probably around 2002. And then we've been together ever since, playing, you know, as much as possible, playing together. So,
dying to hear you play some more. Monk's Dream.
Yeah, I could play some Monk's
Dream. Would be a good tune.
Okay.
Well, okay. Wail away. Judging by your chops, technique, you must practice. Do you practice?
Yeah, I practice. I'm trying to find a... I'm not one of them people that have a method very much. Like, I don't say, okay, Monday I'm going to practice from 3 to 6, or Tuesday I'm going to practice from this time, or nothing like that. The piano's right by my bed.
Really?
Literally. I can sit in my bed and practice on my piano. So I made it like that. So, you know, when I feel the notion, I just kind of lean over.
That's even better than Dave Brubeck, who has a stationary bike.
Oh, wow.
And he has a keyboard attached to the bike, and he
practices while he cycles.
Yeah.
Nice. So,
but I like your idea.
Yes,
better.
Right by
and
the
besides,
bed.
Besides, you could get an idea for a tune.
And it's right there, exactly. Because I think of so much stuff. So much stuff goes through my mind. You know, as pianists, we just have so much harmony and melodies coming through our minds. So as soon as I think of something, I want to be by a piano.
We've got so much to work with. All,
exactly.
Like all those keys,
yeah,
with so many variations. And so,
right.
So speaking of variations, I'm dying to hear the ones you're going to play on Stella by Starlight.
Let's see what we come
up
with.
It's going to be an unusual version. I know it is.
We'll see. I'm going to surprise myself.
Well, you'll surprise me, that's for sure. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.